Congress opened 2 days of hearings today into the recent meningitis outbreak caused by contaminated steroid injections. As NPR's Rob Stein reports, in today's tense hearing, members of Congress clashed repeatedly with the head of the Food and Drug Administration.
More than 460 people have gotten sick from the contaminated shots, including 32 who have died. One of the first to die was Eddie Lovelace, who had a fatal stroke after getting 3 injections. His wife, Joyce, started today's hearing with a plea.
My family is bitter. We are angry. We're heartbroken. We're devastated. And I just come here begging you to do something about the matter.
To try to do that, the committee subpoenaed Barry Cadden, co-owner of the Massachusetts pharmacy that produced the tainted steroid. Committee Chairman Cliff Stearns tried repeatedly to question Cadden.
For the sake of protecting the public health and preventing something like this from ever happening again, and to provide some explanation to grieving families, can you please tell us what was the breakdown that led to the contamination and the meningitis outbreak?
Mr. Chairman, on the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer on the basis of my constitutional rights and privileges.
Stearns quickly gave up, but the sharpest exchanges came when FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg sat down in the witness chair. Stearns, a Republican from Florida, immediately began challenging Hamburg about why the agency had not shut down the New England Compounding Center, known as NECC.
Do you think the FDA had the authority to shut down NECC, yes or no?
I think that is a very, very complex question, and that
the legal framework for
FDA activities
Let me ask another question. If you're not going to answer the question, let me answer it.
For more than 2 hours, Stearns and other committee members clashed with Hamburg. Stearns demanded to know why the FDA let the pharmacy continue shipping drugs for years, even after sending the pharmacy a letter about problems.
The fact is,
the warning letter did not involve sterility failures,
and it was not in relation to the kinds of problems that we're addressing now.
So you're saying your letter was an empty threat?
Hamburg said the agency did what it could. She says the FDA needs Congress to give the agency clear legal authority over so-called compounding pharmacies. These are pharmacies that are supposed to custom mix small batches of drugs, but in some cases have become essentially small drug companies. She brought a big map of the United States, which she said showed conflicting court rulings had left the FDA's authority unclear.
I believe that we need legislation.
So you cannot stop
and clarify
unless you have more legislation.
In the interim, we are working very hard.
But several Republican members of the committee expressed skepticism that the FDA needed more authority than it already has. Here's Joe Barden of Texas.
You know, I think we ought to work on using the authority that we have as opposed to trying to get additional authority at the federal level.
And even some of the Democrats expressed frustration over some of Hamburg's answers. Here's Diana DeJet of Colorado.
So we have to figure out how to give you the jurisdiction to do what you need to do, okay?
Agreed.
And these inconclusive answers are not helping us.
After nearly 3 hours, it was clear few committee members were satisfied with what they had heard. A Senate committee is holding its own hearing into the meningitis outbreak on Thursday. Rob Stein, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.